just perfect. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. We have in studio one of the great lawyers of our time, man. He's going to be remembered as the guy who beat Robert Blake. The state of California couldn't beat him, but Eric Dubin did. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Eric Dubin.
Eric Dubin.
You may not like what he says,
Eric Dubin.
But he'll say it anyway,
Eric Dubin.
He's the baddest cat around,
Eric Dubin.
He's got the sharpest tongue in town.
All right, Eric Dubin, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Now, you do defend outside of the City District of West Hollywood, right?
I do. Thank you very much for that. That was great. Thank you. What's up, boys?
All right. He's written a book called The Star Chamber. And you're going to be on the Today Show or Good Morning America?
Yeah. Talking of crossing the pig line, I had to do that on Monday to tape for the Today Show. But that'll be on Tuesday morning. And
who interviewed you on Today?
Just a producer. Okay. It was kind of for the OJ hearing coming up on Thursday. And then I'm doing Star Jones as well. So starting the book off, The Star Chamber.
Look at you, dude, with that book.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know how many readers are out there, but this is a book you need to get. I hold no punches. We're talking behind the scenes. People are going down in this book. I'm getting some hate letters already from these attorneys. I'm bringing thunder.
This book, may I hold it for a moment?
You may,
The
sir.
Book is, congratulations. It's very funny. It's got a very funny caricature. The cover has O.J. Simpson, Robert Blake, and Michael Jackson, The Star Chamber, How Celebrities Go Free and Their Lawyers Become Famous. And when you look at it, see, I like looking at a book like this, Tim, where the type is not really small. The print is not, you know, you can barely see the print.
And there's cartoons in there. If you look, I got a few cartoons.
There's some cartoons. It's readable, and it looks like a book that like an average guy in like two nights could read that book.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a law book. It's just the behind the scenes, what happened with Blake, what happened with O.J., Michael Jackson, Spector. It covers everything.
Right. I read a little of it. I don't read books that often, so I read maybe like 10 pages or so, and I liked it.
Thank you, Tim. Don't hurt yourself over there.
I was reading it on the can.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is a good book, and you do talk about the Michael Jackson. But, you know, the interesting thing I take away from this book, and I would say the headline for tomorrow, for me, if I were to read the book.
Mm-hmm. He's making fun of me when he says that, Eric. So
headline?
I want you and the audience once again to know what sounds like Tim just being Tim is Tim making fun of me.
Yeah, Tim, I'm here now. Brian, I got you back. I got you back.
When we interview people, I will say, like, if there's a late-breaking story, I'll say, okay, so Paul Majors, Channel 2 News, what's the very latest? Give us the headline. And that's a way to get the audience up to speed on exactly what's happening at that moment.
You mess with Brian, you mess with me.
He makes fun of that, and he just did. Go ahead, Tim.
All right. So anyway, the headline that I came away from the book was that there are zero celebrities that have ever spent time in prison.
Nobody.
Is that right?
No, I mean, you got a few. Robert Downey Jr.'s did a little time in jail for drug charges.
But aren't prisons.
You have never had a major or even a celebrity of magnitude go to prison in the history of California.
What about Black Hawk Down? What about that dude? Didn't he go to prison?
I'm talking from the 1920s on from today. I mean,
nobody.
You do not have a conviction. I mean, O.J., Spector, Blake,
why is that?
Jackson.
Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. They had her on video. That's in the book. I mean, what was Garrigou thinking going to trial on that one other than publicity? I mean, they had her on video snapping censors. There's no trial there.
Right. She didn't go to jail, did she?
No. She got some community service.
You know what the amazing thing is? Eric Dubin is with us, and we're talking about his book, his brand new book, The Star Chamber.
The Star Chamber.
People will become celebrities in Los Angeles or in California after they've committed the crime. I'm thinking right now of the Menendez brothers.
Sure.
They're no doubt famous. They are, in an odd way, celebrities. But they were not that before they decided to kill their parents.
Exactly. And I talk about that in the book. I call it the Peterson syndrome. I mean, Scott Peterson mistook the glare of the cameras and the attention with celebrity starships for freedom. He had no fame. He wasn't a celebrity. He was a jerk who murdered his wife. And Garrigou got caught up in the celebrity thing, and he's in prison.
Did you see recently, and again, Eric Dubin is with us, did you see recently that the Garrigou and Scott Peterson still, up until last week, filed a claim on Lacey Peterson's life insurance policy? They still wanted the money?
Well, you know, once a jerk, always a jerk.
Garrigou wants to get paid.
Who's going to give him that money, though?
I'm pretty harsh on Garagos. I refer to him as the 1970 Minnesota Vikings of the legal world. I mean, he's lost everything he's touched. I mean, but now, he's lost it all over the pages of people. So who won the Ryder case? Who won the Peterson case? You can't tell me their names, but you know Garagos.
But in all of your dealings of publicity and going to Larry King and CNN and Fox and NBC and doing all of this, undoubtedly, if not yet, you will run into or have run into Mark Garagos.
You know, I saw Garagos and Mesro the other day. A friend of ours got sworn in as a judge, and I almost went up to him and said, hey, look, I got a book coming out. I bag on you pretty hard, but I didn't really know how to approach it.
Yeah, that's a tough
And by the way, Larry King
was
really cool enough to put a quote in the back of the book. He really enjoyed it and endorses the book, and to me that was a huge compliment that Larry King...
Is this a book with words or words in a book?
Come on now. No. But no,
what is
the
quote?
The real behind-the-scenes story of what really happens in celebrity courtroom trials. The insider's view, well told.
Thank you, Larry.
Whoa, Larry King.
It was harder for her than for you.
All right, Larry King. Has Larry read the book?
Yeah, he did. I'm sure he read at least 11 pages. He got you by one.
All right, so in the book, you also talk about how Michael Jackson escaped probably the hardest day of that trial up there by wearing pajamas.
Look, I mean, if anybody thinks that was unscripted or you know, it was so planned. I mean, if he doesn't do that, the headline of the day is Jackson molests young boy. You know, the worst scenario for him. He walks in pajamas. The headline is poor Jackson, pajamas to court. He's late. Yeah. The frail Jackson.
Wacko Jacko must be losing it.
The kid getting molested was page 17 of the newspaper, and right. It was buried. It was brilliant. It became the visual of the trial, and he walked. And it conveyed the message he needed to convey. I'm a kid. I don't even know what inappropriate behavior is.
You know, you think about it. I think about guys like Michael Jackson. I grew up in New York, so I think about a guy like John Gotti, the reputed mob boss who was eventually convicted and did go to jail and died in prison. Eric Dubin, do people get better at being a defendant? It's kind of an odd question, but if you do it more than once, if you're picked up a couple of times here, picked up a couple of times there, do you get better at this?
No, I think, you know, it's all about the lawyers, and money helps. Fame and money is unbeatable. Fame and fortune is unbeatable in modern society, and one of the two will usually get you off, but if you got both, you're looking pretty good.
Right. And I think that's actually a great thing about society. It makes people work their asses off so you can have enough money to F around and do whatever you want.
Okay, Tim.
I mean, look at this crazy guy with the space helmet.
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector. I mean, this guy has pointed a gun at everybody on the planet and still, you know, the hung jury on this guy.
Yeah, I cover him pretty heavily, too, because that's just ridiculous. The guy walks out with a gun in his hand and says, I think I just killed somebody. And they go with the Chips Ahoy Jesus and accidental suicide defense, and they get a hung jury out of it.
I think I just killed somebody. Nah, you didn't. Put the gun away.
Come on, you crazy space helmet.
Who is the jury to disagree with him? You know what I mean? He told you.
And then he went through all the monkeys. He looked like every monkey. Eventually with the wigs.
Well, you know, Tim, I think he tried to pull a Jackson PJ stunt with that afro and the platform shoes, and then someone got a hold of him and slapped him around and said, enough of that.
You know, I don't want to be negative, Eric Dubin, but I think, as I think about Robert Blake and that shooting at Vitello's not far from where I live, and I think about Phil Spector, I think we're due for one. I don't know how often, if you did any arithmetic, how often these cases occur, these incidents occur, but I think we're probably just about ready for a fresh one, aren't we?
Well, that's what they're saying about Spector, and it didn't happen. I mean, the book goes in detail why they walk, and it just comes down to an unbeatable combination of fame and fortune. You can abuse the First Amendment by planting the seeds of innocence, and then take the Fifth in court and have your lawyers do it all with CSI effect and hiring experts, and when the media is involved, it taints witnesses. It's a losing proposition for the prosecution. I don't think it's going to change. It's a broken system when it comes down to celebrities.
So if a kid's listening to us now, a guy's listening to us now, I should say, forgive me, and he's in law school, you would recommend become a defense attorney, not a prosecutor?
Yeah, I would say get yourself a very rich celebrity client and wait for him to off somebody and then retire, basically.
All right. Eric Dubin is with us. He's written the book, The Star Chamber. It comes out when? Next week? Is it out already?
It's out. It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. It's out today. Right. Please enjoy it.
Essentially, it's the injustice of the justice system when it comes to celebrities. Zero of them go to prison. If you'd like to talk to Eric Dubin or maybe perhaps ask him a legal question, the guy is a great attorney. He's with us the whole hour here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right. Now, Eric, when you go into when you talk about the Robert Blake case, obviously you know more about that than the Michael Jackson or the O.J. Simpson case. What about O.J. Simpson, though, up in Las Vegas? Does this guy stand a chance?
What an idiot, Tim. I mean, seriously.
He That's a good question.
He gets a get-out-of-jail pass.
You're referring to O.J.
Oh.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, seriously, this guy shouldn't even be jaywalking at this point.
Right.
He played his fame card. He gets his freedom. He kind of snubs the civil verdict. And then he goes in there with guns? Hello.
Yeah, what's wrong with this dude?
You don't go in there with guns. I mean, that's where it becomes, he's got my property, we went to get it back to a crime.
Yeah, but doesn't, after a while, doesn't the jury look at it like it's a pile-on session and he's a little sympathetic over that, or he looks sympathetic?
Or they look at him as being, you know, not gracious enough to stay out of trouble after the gift he got 10 years or whatever it was ago. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Now, what's happened with you and Robert Blake? What's that relationship like?
You know, we became close. It's funny you ask.
Became close?
You beat him for how much?
$30 million was the jury verdict. And it's up to about $45 million right now. The appeal is going through. We're arguing that with the Court of Appeal. They appealed it, shockingly.
How much does he owe you today? Because I know there's interest on the money.
It's flirting with $50 million.
So But inevitably, what's going to happen is, call me a pessimist, but Mr. Blake is going to die, and you're going to have to fight with his heirs for this money that you're entitled to. Isn't that what's going to happen to you?
I mean, we'll see. He's clearly hiding a lot of money. He's, you know, he's
not $50 million, though.
I mean, I've seen records of upwards of 20
really?
Plus.
Where did it start at, 33?
Yeah, the verdict was 30, and then I get a $250,000 a month interest until he pays.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Since 2002, it's been running.
Would you take $10 million right now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right.
You would, right? Just to be done with it, right?
I'll tell you what. Blake, if you're listening right now.
No, you take $10 mil.
You want to mediate this? You want to call 10?
You guys can meet at Vitello's. And
you want to bring somebody with you.
Yeah. How about somewhere else?
All right, but you would take $10 million and you'd get a chunk of that, and the other goes to what, the kids or?
Yeah, the four kids, Bonnie's four kids. One of them is his kid, actually. So you know, if you think about it, Mr. Blake, it'd only be like $7.5 million because $2.5 is going to your kid.
Look at that.
Hey.
All right.
Look at you brokering
a
deal.
Wait a minute. Some of the money goes to his daughter.
Right. One of the clients is his daughter as well.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, but the young girl's name. I forget the
Rosie.
Rosie.
Yeah. How old is Rosie now?
Yeah, Rosie's going on like 5 now. It's been some time.
Is that right? 5 years old?
Yeah.
I remember just that little baby, you know?
Yeah. Holy Christ.
That's a very sad story. When you stop and think about all of this, and we're talking about the characters in that, it's a very, very sad that poor girl will grow up without her mom.
Well, I mean, her mom was a nut anyway. I'm not saying she's better off without her mom, but she wouldn't stand a chance.
First of all, don't you bust out that record at any point. We've heard it enough, that the Bonnie record. She
wasn't a little crazy?
That was pretty classic. I didn't say she wasn't a little crazy, but right.
She deserved to live, but...
Yeah, exactly. She didn't deserve what Blake did to her.
She's a little crazy.
Who isn't?
All right. I think that... Now, Robert Blake threatened to sue you. I mean, not threatened to sue you, but threatened to kill you right in court, didn't he?
I don't know about the kill part, but he did charge at me in court. At one point, he was staring me down during a break, and I kind of said to him, hey, you know, if you got something to say, go ahead and say it. And he charged at me pretty good, and they had to break it up. And then while he was on the stand, he threatened to go to my wife with some information about me.
Really?
Did he frighten you at any point?
You know, there's one time, I had him on the stand for about 7 days, and I really abused him. I don't think he's been talked that way ever in his life. And one night, I was a little afraid for my life. I said something to the bailiff about it. That night, I go back to my apartment where I was prepping for the trial up here and ordered a pizza, forgot about it, knocked on the door, opened the door, and a guy was standing there with one of those scream, Halloween masks on.
Oh, really?
I thought I was dead. I literally thought I was dead. I looked down, and I see the pizza in his hand. It was Halloween. I totally forgot about it.
Gosh.
So that was the only time I was like, oh, man, he got me. You know,
oh,
good for you,
so
Blake.
Classic.
But, you know, I got the detectives on my side.
Here's what we
got
to do. Go to Amazon.com. We'll have some fun with this. The Star Chamber is the new book from Eric Dubin. Right now, you're at 84,000 in the book rankings on Amazon.com sales rank. I bet if we get...
With a bullet.
After this hour, you'll be at 100,000.
No, at 84,000, we get a handful of listeners to go to Amazon.com, buy The Star Chamber by our guest Eric Dubin, a great book, and with the holidays right around the corner, great stocking stuffer. It's already that time of year. So purchase the book and let's watch his number rise on the
Amazon.
Exactly.
And it's number one with the title The Star Chamber at this point.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Eric Dubin is with us. He's written The Star Chamber. He's going to be on the... Good Morning America or Today
Close
Show?
Close enough. Today Show, Thursday morning.
What That's else up. You got going up, publicity-wise?
Yeah, I'm doing the circuit.
You're going to do The View? You're going to go on The View?
You signing anywhere?
You know, I love to do Oprah. I'm trying to go to New York. I'm just really crazy. In fact, I've been representing a lot of homeowners associations with respect to builders, not doing buildings up to fireproofing code. Mm. And that's really been taking up a lot of my time. So,
what type of law do you practice?
I mean, that's what I've really been focusing on the last few years. So, you know, I should say in all seriousness, if you're on a homeowners association board or work for a property management company and you're concerned you had a builder who built a complex and didn't put enough fireproofing in or leaks or that, that's what I do. And
Do you do any more wrongful death?
Yeah, and obviously I do the wrongful death and the, you know, catastrophic cases. And
didn't you have a big case up in, like, Bakersfield? Or?
Yeah, I did. And right now I think I'm also what you're referring to is representing the rock band Lit in a wrongful death involving their parents. And that's been going on, a real tragic death case where their father was killed. And
all right, Eric Dubin is with us, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Eric, will you have anything to do with these terrible, tragic fires that we've been through in the last several weeks? Or is there any litigation involved that you find yourself might be a party to?
Well, Brian, it emphasizes what I'm saying about these builders. You know, with the expansion of building and you know, how crazy it went, they really cut a lot of corners, and one of them was in the fireproofing. So if you have any concerns that, you know, you live in a major complex or a high-rise and you think that maybe it wasn't built to code, contact me at DubinLaw.com and we'll check it out for you.
Yeah, that doesn't look like it's going to happen. John.
Thanks, there's your guy.
Tim.
Johnny support.
All right, John in Garden Grove. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you doing, big stud?
Hey, thanks.
Eric Dubin, I think you might be incorrect on one thing. I believe Robert Downey Jr. went to Corcoran State Prison.
Did he?
And it was.
Do you know that for sure?
2000. Yeah.
He went to Corcoran State.
Yep.
I didn't know. We'll check it out.
I'll take your word for it. My understanding was he did a couple of months in L.A. County Jail. Whether they transferred him away for a few weeks, I'm not sure. But my understanding was he did not go to prison.
All right. There you go. All right. Let's take a break and we come back. Your phone calls for Eric Dubin, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Eric has written a book called The Star Chamber, and it talks about how celebrities get off when it comes to, you know, sexual abuse cases, murder cases. And on the cover, you got O.J. Simpson, you got Robert Blake, and also Michael Jackson. And it looks like all three of them are in prison gear running away from somebody.
You know, Tim, you're so right. For everybody who's always said, well, it seems there's two brands of justice, one for us and another one for celebrities. This book really delves into that. If you're someone who has had that thought or who has harbored that complaint in the past, this is an interesting read.
There you go. All right, we see 3 years in Corcoran State Prison. Is that right? All right, well, then we'll have to change. Other than Robert Downey Jr., nobody's gone to state prison.
Isn't that what I said?
All right, just a simple fact that was overlooked, Your Honor. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Eric Dubin.
You may not like what he says,
Eric Dubin.
But he'll say it anyway,
Eric Dubin.
He's the baddest cat around,
Eric Dubin.
He's got the sharpest tongue in town.
Eric Dubin.
Welcome back, everybody. Excuse me, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. That's Conway and Whitman, and we'll be on KCAL tomorrow, 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35.
Loving that theme song, guys.
All right, here we go. I guess I should wear my headphones so I can hear that crap. All right, Eric Dubin is with us. He is a lawyer. He beat Robert Blake for $30 million. Now it's up to $50 million.
You got it.
Goes up $250,000 a month.
At Amazon.com, those who have read the book will sometimes post a review of the book. And here's what they say about the Star Chamber.
You better read the good ones.
How celebrities go free and the lawyers become famous. Finally, someone from the inside tells the truth about what goes on behind the scenes. I would like to know when these one-star reviewers have won a $30 million verdict or been in a deposition with Robert Blake. How many of you have gotten a phone call from Nancy Grace dropping the F-bomb? Eric Dubin writes a no-nonsense, to-the-point book that is a quick read and a must-read.
Thank you, whoever wrote that. Thank you.
All right. He's written a book, The Star Chamber. It features Robert Blake, also O.J. Simpson, Michael Jackson, and all the other celebrities who have gotten off with or gotten away with murder, basically.
Yeah, I cover everything from Paris Hilton. I cover Britney. I take Gloria Allred down.
Oh,
I got Harlan Braun, the Prison Break case, Duke case. It's all in there.
Maybe the complaint would be if I was to sit here and try to be like Mike Wallace and try to think of a complaint.
You know, bring it on.
Try to think of a good question for you.
Bring it on.
Because you're an attorney and you'll have a great answer. So my question will, you know, should try to be
What's
decent.
The question?
The question, thank you, Tim, is might some criticize that you paint with a broad brush, that you're lumping all these celebrities together, and that you're generalizing. You know, it's one full swoop here for all these celebrities, like they're all treated the same in the criminal justice system. Is that your position, that they are all treated the same?
Well, the end result is the same, and there's four basic prongs that everybody follows to get to the same result. But all these cases I hit are totally different by way of facts. But there's a basic pattern. You taint the jury pool with the First Amendment, then you take the Fifth. You attack the witnesses who talk to the media. You bring in high-priced experts and do the CSI effect, and you win. You blame the police for, you know, where usually the police have a lot of credibility with celebrities, you know, they're fame seekers. And, you know, it is a system that works for them all, but all these cases are different. I don't brush them off as, hey, this is how they all walked. I break it down and talk about each case.
Mm-hmm. Wait, they're closing the Wiener factory?
Oh, no.
Is that right?
Well, do you want to leave?
I just saw it on Channel 9, the Wiener Factory on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks.
That's the only place where you can get a Sabret hot dog.
F.
They're closing it down?
I guess so.
No, they can't
be. Yeah, moving it out for like a big corporate chain. F them. Steve in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, no, but they sell Sabrets.
Oh, what is it? Pinkberry's moving in there? Oh,
no, wait a minute. Is this going to be open? Is it open tonight still?
Nah, they close like at 6 p.m. or so.
Oh.
All right. What do you got, Steve?
Hey, so me and my buddies, like, we were out one night, and my friend picks up this girl, nice looking, and she ends up crashing with him for the night. And next thing we know, he's staying in our apartment. This girl's staying in our apartment like a couple of days, and she tells us she's this famous rock star's illegitimate daughter, that he had an affair with a roadie, and she is the product of this. She's 20, all right? Now, this guy is known for being like a family man. He talks about his family all the time. He's got four little kids, and he lives like in, you know, a suburban town outside of New York City.
Right.
And he's like real famous, and we grew up with the guy, and we think he's great, but now we think this chick is scamming us, like in that movie Six Degrees of Separation. And we kind of don't know what to do other than, you know, kick her out. But do we try to reach the guy?
How old is she?
She's 20.
She's 20 years old.
Why not bang her?
Hey, Tom, good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Eric. Right,
everybody in the house has?
Leave Brian alone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, boy. All right, how many guys in the house?
Three.
All right, you've all hit her. I don't know, Eric. What do you think the guy does here?
Tom, what do you think about this one?
I think they should not spend more than $40 on her meals. Well, what is specifically help?
Why is she hanging around? Is she attractive?
Yeah, what's the question? I mean, for Eric Dubin, I mean, what is the problem? What is the dilemma?
Well,
how to get around?
Here's the question. One of our roommates, and she doesn't know this, actually worked with this rock star once. He works in TV production, and he kind of knows the guy. And we're like, hey, do we call him and tell him somebody's doing this? Or do we just kind of ignore it and say, you know, goodbye chlamydia?
How big is the rock star?
Huge.
Can you tell us off the air who he is?
I'll tell you off the air, yeah.
Okay.
Pick up that phone and find out. I got to find out.
All right,
out
hold on one sec. Gina, can you write down on our screen who this is? I'll tell the audience. Ricky in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello.
Hey.
It's wonderful talking to you guys. You guys are hilarious.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to ask the attorney, Mr. Dubin.
Jesus, Tim.
Eric.
Wow. Look at that name. Look at that name. I'm sorry, caller.
What would be the best thing to do for a person with, you know, a few warrants on his record to, you know, how would you settle that?
How many warrants you got?
Infractions and misdemeanors and missed court dates and all that stuff. I'm a singer, and I'm auditioning for bands right now, and eventually I do want to go to Europe with the band that, you know, I'll be singing for and touring, and, you know, I want to get my passport, and I want to clean my record up and, you know, just settle all these warrants and stuff like that.
Is one of the warrants for Wild Delusion?
No.
I don't think you can get a warrant for that.
All right.
No, I never received a warrant. How would you go about doing that?
All right, good question. How would you go about cleaning up warrants? You get a lawyer?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. You might want to get those cleaned up before they pick you up one day and you got, you know, major backlog going on.
How many warrants you got out for you?
Two or three.
What's the worst thing you've done?
The worst thing I've done,
what's the worst thing you did?
Infractions like smoking a cigarette outside and getting ticketed for it.
Right, but that's not the worst thing you did.
That's pretty much it. You know, just infractions. Jaywalking, I received an infraction for jaywalking.
What court?
Contested it. I didn't go.
I know, but which city?
West L.A.
All right, we'll go to West L.A. Courthouse with some money in your pocket and pay the fine.
And don't smoke.
That's what you do. You go to the you get a lawyer. You go to court and pay the fine.
We got to press on. You're too stupid to talk to. Let's talk to Wes in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, I had a question for Eric. I'd heard that Mr. Blake contacted him directly to try to get this thing settled. I was wondering if there was any truth to that rumor.
Hmm.
A little bit. He had lunch with a colleague of mine at an Italian restaurant, eerie enough.
Is that right?
And
people will still have lunch with him at Italian restaurants.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go personally.
I ran into him with my dad one day.
That's
recently?
Right.
Up in Beverly Glen at the Beverly Glen Center. He was at Starbucks.
Yeah, shortly after all
my
of this.
My dad said hi to him. My dad walks up and goes, hey, Robert Blake. He goes,
nice.
Hey, Tim Campbell.
I actually had a heart-to-heart with him before the trial to try to get him to settle in. Told him I thought I could prove he did it and gave him a chance to settle. And
he said no?
Yeah, he said
how much
that.
Was it for?
It was $4 million.
So what happened when your colleague, that was the pretrial conversation, the $4 million, when your colleague had lunch with Mr. Blake at an Italian restaurant, seems as if Mr. Blake extended an olive branch. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, he basically wanted to go back into acting and try to, you know, work out some kind of resolution to make that happen. And I'm all for that. You know, I'd love to work out some kind of plan and
let
him do what he wants
to
do and get the kids paid. That would be great.
All right. Out in the valley there.
Thank you, Western Anaheim.
The biggest stud on the planet, Frankie Renzulli. How are you, dude?
Hey, how you doing, guy?
All right, man.
Hey, man.
Finally an interesting guest.
Hey, you know, by the way, you can't sue Santa Anita for losing a race.
That was my question. I'm actually looking forward to reading your book, Mr. Dubin.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
I truly
it.
Am. I find this all fascinating.
Enjoy.
And can I ask you a question, if you don't mind?
Of course.
Just your opinion. I always wondered about this. I like many people, obviously, watched the O.J. trial. And in your opinion, how much was it that the prosecution sucked and the defense was great, or was it vice versa?
Well, it may have been unwinnable with the racial backdrop, you know, from a starting point, but there were some major mistakes, not only the glove and the obvious ones, but not bringing up that Bronco chase to the jury. You know, for me and most of America, when we saw O.J. fleeing from the police at night, any thought of him being innocent went out the window. And they never introduced that, and I thought that was a big mistake. And I thought the prosecution was pretty bad, and the defense was pretty strong. And a tie goes to the celebrity in those cases, and it wasn't even a tie with O.J.
Yeah, and one last question, if I may. I have a friend who's a lawyer who hasn't won a case yet, I believe. I'm talking about our good friend Jimmy Costello.
He's 0 for 85.
He always said he works in a different situation. He's a defense attorney, criminal attorney in Boston. And he always says, you pick the crime and let me pick the judge and I'll win every time.
Right.
Is there any truth to that type of thinking?
I've
like
never
the relationship
seen it.
With judges or
can you pick a judge?
You can get rid of judges, you know, get rid of them at the beginning of a case, but you can't pick a judge. The closest I've seen that would be in Bakersfield. I tried a case, and it was kind of a My Cousin Vinny situation where they all knew each other by name. But
was it the sound of my voice that made you think of that movie?
Probably.
Can you sue him for being a racist?
Yeah. Are those the grounds for getting rid of a judge? I mean, is that maybe the judge has a relationship with somebody on the opposite side? Or I mean, you have to really have a pretty darn good reason to get rid of a judge, don't you?
Well, they should do that themselves or something. But you can really get rid of a judge at the beginning for any reason, whether within a certain period of time.
Are they pissed when they do that?
I had a situation where I asked a judge if we could change with a jury waiting in the hallway, and he was really mad, and I convinced him to do it.
Hey, Renzulli, congratulations on that pick six. That's the first one you hit on Sunday?
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Came just in the nick of time.
Nice.
Because I'm a striking writer, as you know.
But, good luck to you.
One last question, because Mr. Duman, I think this book is a fascinating idea to give us an insight into all of this celebrity-type drama and moving and shaking behind the scenes. One last thing. On a scale of 1 to 10, I hate to put you on the spot. Judge Ito.
As far as getting caught up in the celebrity and the glare and playing to the cameras, I mean, he did a pretty bad job in that respect. Yeah. But he was in uncharted waters, and he really opened up the floodgates. It was like the start of the Kentucky Derby when he let the world into that courtroom, and now we got these live reenactments the same day. We got helicopters following him to court. So I don't know if Ito is responsible for all that, but it works for me.
Hey, can I just? I'm sorry. Solicit a pledge from you.
Yeah.
That when Tim and Brian get fired, you will not defend them. Please keep these guys off the air.
Not Tim, at least.
Hey, by the way, Renzulli asked about Judge Ito because he does this very funny thing at the track. When somebody mentions Judge Ito, he goes, "You mean Judge Ego?" And he gets a big laugh out of that. It's
please,
his best material.
I'm not that witty.
Best material.
Listen, I'm looking forward to this book. I'm ordering it now on Amazon.com.
All right, we're going to check the ranking, Frankie,
It should go up a tick. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to pay, but I'm going to order it.
All right, dude. All right, take care. All right, there he goes, everybody. The biggest loser on the planet, Frankie Renzulli. All right, folks, Eric Dubin is with us, 520-9710. He's written a book called The Star Chamber. And it takes a look on how celebrities beat the justice system. If you'd like to buy it, go to Amazon.com or go to a bookstore and steal it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If somebody steals that book at a bookstore, you still get paid?
I do.
Oh, good for you. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Eric Dubin.
You may not like what he says,
Eric Dubin,
but he'll say it anyway.
Eric Dubin,
he's the baddest cat around.
Eric Dubin,
he's got the sharpest tongue in town.
Eric Dubin.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Go buy Eric Dubin's book. It's called The Star Chamber. He talks about how celebrities get off scot-free with murder, man. Look at that. Marie in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yes, I wanted to talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, I don't know if you're familiar. I first want to say hi, and I'm going to buy your book.
Okay. Thank you. Enjoy.
But I wanted to ask you a question that I was waiting for Whitman to have this kind of show to ask you. I was at the NEA. I don't know if you're familiar with the NEA.
What?
National Education Association.
No, I've not heard of that.
Well, it's a national organization.
Well, take your word for it.
We go to these huge conferences where there's like 10,000 teachers in there. Anyway, to make it short, I went to that conference and I was trying to do something for chess. And my item with this, that's what they're calling you, is just for teachers to know. It wasn't controversial. It was just for teachers to know about chess so that they could tell kids. It wasn't like they had to teach her anything.
Right.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
So for teachers to know the benefits. So there was 10,000 teachers. And the way you presented, I was a delegate. I went before 10,000 teachers. I went before this huge podium.
Yep.
They're all listening to
me. And what happened?
We have like 7 minutes to talk. Another teacher in back of me started putting like monkeys around my head. And people pissed them off. And then people were laughing while I was giving my speech since I was in the pressure of time. And
come on, Tom.
Wait, putting monkeys around your head. Who did that?
Someone very funny.
And so I was thinking that they were like,
oh, God. Get out of here.
Just, I can't take any more of it.
Lucky they didn't hit you in the head with a bat. George in Sun Valley, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, good evening. I wanted to make a comment, then ask a question. I don't think Robert Blake should have got charged with anything more than dumping white trash in a residential neighborhood. But
Jesus,
what do you think
Christ.
Of this David Copperfield? What do you think is going to happen to him?
Oh, yeah, he's got that.
It's Copperfield on the Rick D show in the 80s. We used to call him David Copperfield.
Yeah.
But there's been some allegations made about David Copperfield. But before we get to that, Eric Dubin,
yes.
What about the very nasty personal attack on your now deceased client?
Well, that's prong number two of winning a celebrity trial is bash the victim and make the celebrity more of a sympathetic target than the victim. And obviously the Blake lawyers bashed Bonnie for 4 years. And there's a lot of people that feel the same way as the caller that only knows about Bonnie through the Blake lawyers.
Right.
You know, so I appreciate your opinion. It's a little harsh for a mother of four to say that about as far as the magician in the Bahamas and the getting
you
the women out there.
You heard anything about that case?
Well, it's a little creepy. You know, they're saying that he had people pulling hot women out of the, you know, concerts for him, but that's been going on since David Lee Roth, so I don't know about that.
Right.
They had a pretty
it sounds
good,
a little shady at this point.
They had a pretty
point.
Good joke on Saturday Night Live where they read the allegations. They said he's up for possible rape, possible kidnapping, possibly holding somebody against her own will. But is this your card? That's pretty good stuff, man. All right. Eric Dubin is with us. We'd like to thank you for coming down. You're a major stud.
Love you, boys.
Yeah. Play. Oh, the People's Court. Okay. We're not going to gay it up on the way out.
Thank
all right.
You.
Thanks for coming by. Eric Dubin, everybody. Buy this book, The Star Chamber.
The Star Chamber. Enjoy DubinLaw.com. If you need anything,
yes.
Homeowners Association, property managers, call me. Thank you, boys. I love being here, man.
All
love
right.
It.
It is the Conway.
Work on the song, gentlemen.
It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.